This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 31st, 2017 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Christian groups are taking sides on Trump's limited ban on refugees. Christian Aid UK called it a rejection of Christian values. Tom Vita, head of advocacy for Christian Aid, encouraged Trump to, quote, read his Bible before enacting discriminatory policies. However, Jim Jacobson from Christian Freedom International told the New York Times he approves of Trump's new policies, in that the, quote, administration has given hope to persecuted Christians that their cases will finally be considered, unquote. President Donald Trump admitted to David Brody from Christian Broadcasting Network that Christian refugees had been treated unfairly by previous administrations. In Trump's words, quote, do you know if you were a Christian in Syria, it was impossible, at least very tough, to get into the United States? If you were a Muslim, you could come in, but if you were a Christian, it was almost impossible. I thought it was very, very unfair. So we're going to help them, unquote. Pew Research pointed out that of the 12,587 refugees from Syria admitted by the Obama administration, 99% were Muslim and less than 1% Christian. However, at least two Christian families who had entered the U.S. were sent back on Saturday because of Trump's executive order. When the family, who had their visas in hand, arrived at the Philadelphia airport, they were told that they would have to return to Qatar. The family's plans for this move had been 14 years in the making, according to Philly.com. Police have arrested a suspect in the Quebec mosque attack on Sunday, when 6 people were killed. 27-year-old Alexander Bissonnette is a French-Canadian whose Facebook account indicates he had nationalistic tendencies. President Trump signed another executive order yesterday requiring that new federal regulations must not add more costs and must be attended by the cancellation of 2 previously issued regulations. So far, the Senate has only approved 2 of President Trump's cabinet nominations, 13 to go. 8 years ago, the Senate had approved 11 of Obama's appointees in his first week. Iran has conducted another missile test in direct violation of a UN resolution. The missile traveled 600 miles before it detonated. Iran's borders lie about 700 miles from Israel. 2 Christians were sentenced to 12 years in prison by a Sudanese judge on Sunday. Peter Jasek, an aid worker from the Czech Republic, was given life in prison for alleged espionage. The Czech government says there is no foundation for the charges and that Jasek was in Sudan to assist Christians. Middle Eastern Concern is calling for prayer for Peter and the 2 Sudanese Christians, for strength as they languish in prison, and for a fair appeals process. A Pakistani court declared 115 people innocent of burning over 150 homes of Christians in 2013. After America's move to defund International Planned Parenthood, now the Netherlands is moving to put $10 million towards the fund. A piece in the Washington Times noted 2 things about the 2017 March for Life in D.C., quote, the overall youth of the participants, and their joyful countenance, unquote. Students for Life, an organization that provided support for the marches, has over 1,100 student pro-life ministries and colleges across the United States. At another March for Life in Colorado on Saturday, Bob Enyard, one of the speakers at the event, encourage the participants not to be lukewarm about life.
Revelation chapter 3, the Lord said, I'd rather you were hot or cold, because if you are neither hot nor cold, but lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. Hot is obeying God and loving the innocent. Cold is saying, don't tell me what to do. So then lukewarm is saying, I believe in God, I am pro-life, but then agreeing to kill an innocent child. That's what lukewarm is. That is lukewarm. Saying you are pro-life, but paying, giving money to kill a child is lukewarm.
Ireland remains the safest nation in the Western world if you're an infant in your mother's womb. Only 16 abortions were conducted last year where the mother's health was, quote, seriously threatened, unquote. That's down from 51 in 2013, according to numbers from the Department of Health. Northern Ireland is 48% Protestant and 45% Roman Catholic. A Swedish nurse was fired not once, not twice, but three times after refusing to participate in abortions. Alliance Defending Freedom has taken up Eleanor Grimmark's case against Swedish healthcare officials. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 31st, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.